Hello and welcome to Talking TV with Crystal. I'm your host, Crystal, and today I'm going to be discussing the last episode of House's Head. It was a great episode. Probably one, if not my favorite, in all the four seasons. Absolutely love House and Cuddy. I would love to see them get together, but you know, you can't really hope for that. So the little scene where he was fantasizing about her was really cute, and it was a really funny scene. I liked it. I thought it was really interesting that the fact that Amber was on the bus with him, it's just got me wondering, why was she there? I mean, those two, you know, the only thing I could think of really why she would be there was that, you know, he was either trying to break them up or trying to see where she stands with the relationship with Wilson. I don't think he would have cheated with her on, you know, when his friendship with Wilson is pretty, you know, pretty important to him. At least that's what I've come to believe out of watching all these seasons. I'm pretty sure that he holds his relationship with Wilson up there, no matter what he may say or do to the contrary of it. I find it hard to believe that he would be with Amber. But, you know, you never know with what the writers want to do with the story. But I'm hoping that they didn't do anything. I really loved the concept that, you know, the whole episode, he's trying to figure this out, and there's this mystery girl, and he just can't seem to grab it. It's just, it's like there, but it's out of his reach. And then he still, you know, all he came up with was, okay, Amber was on the bus with him, but he still doesn't know what he saw. He knows he saw a symptom, but he has no idea what that symptom is. So this coming episode for the season finale should be pretty good. I mean, the previews seem really intense, and it seems that he's going to let them do something on his brain to try and reach that little nodule of information that he just can't seem to grasp. And I'm kind of, you know, wondering, it's entitled Wilson's Heart. So, you know, what's going to happen? And there's rumors floating that this is going to be kind of like a testing of their relationship, that something might happen. You know, I hope to God he did not really cheat with Amber, but you never know. If House got drunk enough, maybe he did, but he was on a bus. So what, did they get a hotel or something, or a motel? I don't know. But I do wonder, really, why she was on that bus with him and what's going on in that part of it. I hope that they're able to find what's wrong with Amber. I mean, it could be that House can't remember it in time and she dies. I know, no one wants to hear that, but still, there's a chance. That whole thing is interesting. I think that's about it for this episode. I really enjoyed it. I have no real bad things to say about it, except I wish they would have told us, you know, given us a little more with the Amber thing. But I mean, it should be interesting, the season finale, and I can't wait for Monday to see what's going to happen with that. I will be back on Monday to podcast the season finale for Wilson's Heart of House. But until then, if you have any predictions yourself that, you know, you'd like to share, please feel free to comment. I've got my podcast page, which is talkingtvwithcrystal.podomatic.com, or, you know, drop me an email at talkingtvwithcrystal@gmail.com, or you can even catch me on iTunes and comment me on that page. Just let me know your thoughts, you know, what you think might happen in the new episode. But until then, have a good day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye, guys.